Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Please welcome the frontrunner for the Republican nomination for President Donald Trump.
What is that you say, folks? That is Donald Trump getting a standing ovation on CNN. What an amazing thing to see. I got to tell you, it was refreshing. And let me say a couple things before we get too deep into the broadcast. Number one, I hadn't watched CNN in years. I'm not talking about a clip. I'm talking about actually say, oop, let me turn on CNN. And I did it for a couple of reasons, because people were like, boycott CNN, boycott. That was leftists telling you to do that. You don't want to boycott CNN when a conservative is on that channel. You want to show them, when you bring on the right people, we will come over and watch. Now, I don't have the numbers. Can you guys look up the numbers while we're thinking about it? I don't have the numbers, but I'm trying to get them, as you can tell. But I will bet you money that CNN had an amazing, I would venture to tell you they had the best ratings night they've had in a long time. Now, I did see that they only broadcast 68 minutes when Trump was on tap to be on for 90. So there is that. But anyway, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I did this because I wanted to see how CNN would treat Trump. You just heard the ovation. Trump said a couple things regarding like immigration. Audience clap. I don't know. I don't know whether this audience was a routine audience that they just brought in. I don't know if it was an audience that Trump said, look, I want everybody to be lined up at the door. And the minute that they let us in, you guys go in and get occupy the seats. Because people do this. People do this. And that way it was a pro-Trump audience, because if it's any indication of just an ad hoc, come-as-you-are first audience on CNN, Donald Trump is the next president of the United States again. Because there was no, it was very little negativity. And maybe I heard one boo, you know, kind of a thing. But, it was overwhelming for him. Standing ovation. And Trump stood there and that was a 30-second little clip that we played. He walked out. He stood out. He stood on stage and just said, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now let's get into the meat of it. Holy cow. This lady was a train wreck. I think her name was Caitlin Collins, and she's slated to take over a night spot for CNN. This is what you call a cold fish. This is the type of woman you don't want your sons to date. She was a robot. And you know what she was armed to do? She was armed to misinformation her to attempt to misinformation Trump's truth. Oh, Mr. President, you know that that's not the case. Mr. President, you know that's not the case. Mr. President, you know that's not the case. It's not the case. Well, let's just move on because it's not the case. It's not the case. Let's just move on. It's not the case. And finally, Trump said to her, I don't know what he said, but something like, you're just a mean woman. I effectively called her a skank. I only wish Donald Trump had said, you're just really a skank. That would have done it for me. You had me, Don. Did you see it? She was so rude, and her facts were right. Here's the wrong. You keep saying election, they cheated. There's no proof of cheating. They cheated in the election, and Trump stayed with it. And Trump, I got to tell you, quintessential Donald Trump. I'm going to talk more about him in the second hour when we talk about the turnaround that they keep talking about, the turnaround. The reason why I think Trump got that type of a reception at CNN is the world knows, Americans know, the man's been treated completely unfairly. And yeah, if this girl had done something, say, you know, Mr. President, we can understand your feeling. Now, there are a lot of people who don't believe that the election was, you know, unfair. But to your point, you know, you believe it. And, you know, that, in other words, be deferential. Don't fact check. There's nothing. We already know the fact checkers are liars. These people, you're not fooling us anymore. I don't know how many clips we have of Trump. Maybe we'll play a couple. But I'd rather just deal with observations. And the observation was Trump was quintessential Trump. Occasionally he'd let her get a word in. But when he was ready to make a point, and he was making, and I will say this, when he would make a point about Biden, like when they were talking about classified documents, he's like, look, everything I had was unclassified. This is the way it works. Well, I happen to have read the presidential act or whatever, and he's like, I don't care. He goes, what I did was unclassified. And we were negotiating with NARA for my classified documents when they raided me. And he goes, that's what was going on. But it was declassified. Joe Biden had no ability to do it. The places were willy-nilly. They had him in Chinatown. He did not have anything in Chinatown. He did not have anything in Chinatown. She was just like I'm telling you, just pull a string on her back, and she was just saying the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. And I wasn't the only one feeling it. A lot of people were like, this is, okay, we're done here. We're done here. Anyway, I thought it was really well done by Trump. Look, there are areas where Donald Trump needs to get away from just sort of, you know, I don't know. I can't describe what he does, but he needs to just sort of get away from that. You can't just keep saying things, same thing over and over, whatever. I'm going to get better at my Trump. I tell you, I'm going to work on it. But he can't do that. He needs to inject actual facts and push back on them, and he doesn't know how to do that. His mind doesn't click there. And I'd have to give, I didn't jot anything down, because I actually came in about, I don't know, 15 minutes late, 20 minutes late, but I saw it on my Twitter feed, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and jump in here. But the critical thing to note is, and I don't think I'm the only one, I watch CNN. If you did, I'd love to hear from you. If you normally don't watch CNN and you say, you know what, I'm going to tune in to see it, I'd be curious if you did that, because I think a lot of people did. Now, I was sitting in front of my computer. Had I not been sitting in front of my computer, I may not have done it, because it didn't pop up on my phone or anything like that. It came up on the computer. But when it did come up, I was like, oh, wow, if it's on right now, I want to see it. I was compelled to watch it because it was Trump. I probably would have watched it because it was DeSantis. So I'm not saying Trump's the only guy, but it definitely got me to take a look at it. And I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. Keep it here. I appreciate you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Trump must have blown it out of the park in the ratings. You want to know why? My producers tell me you can't find any stories on it. Yeah. Welcome back, people. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I tuned in. I got tweets back from you guys during the break. People telling me, Kevin, I tuned in. So apparently lots of people tuned in. I mean, I don't have a number. Two people respond, send me notes, but that's quite a few, you know, when you figure. And these are people that said, I never watched CNN. Glad you guys are back. 844-551-8255. So, Trump crushes it. Normally, when they're after something like this, the first thing they want to tell you is how well, you know, how either good or bad the numbers are. The NFL gets, the Super Bowl gets played, you get the numbers. The Oscars go up, you get the numbers. And you get them right away. It isn't like there's a delay. We're in the age of fast information. Nothing. But I've got this sheet that my producers got me, and it has to do with Joe Biden. And here you go, just to give you some idea. CNN town hall with Biden tanks in ratings. This was July 22nd of 2021. Overnight Nielsen ratings for the hours during which Mr. Biden was on CNN, 8 p.m. to 9:30, drew 1.46 million people. Again, I don't know what the numbers are with Trump, because they won't tell us. But generally speaking, when they won't tell you the numbers, it's bad news for the left. Let me put it that way. I'm going to make you a prediction. When you finally get the numbers, it'll be higher than 1.46 million that was on July 22nd of 2021 when the Washington Times reported what the Biden numbers were. Ask yourself this. Who's the bigger draw? Are people wanting to see Biden? The reason why they keep Biden out of the public eye is because nobody cares. If they showed you Biden's popularity, you'd know with 100% certainty, the way I know with 100% certainty, he didn't win the 2020 election. But you know very quickly, nobody gives a crap about that old clown. Anyway, I love the feedback, because you can tell these guys are scared to death of Donald Trump. Here's the feedback. This is from The Guardian. Trump's CNN town hall was a mess of lies. Here's another one. Donald Trump bashes E. Jean Carroll, repeats 2020 election lies in CNN town hall. That was from the Chicago Tribune. Let's see. This is ratings. Let's go back to this other one. So here's one. The Independent UK. Trump praises cunning Putin at CNN event with disastrous reviews. So when you apply leftism to the story, it means Trump triumphed. He was spectacular. Now look, I'm going to tell you right now. I said it earlier before. Trump needs to learn how to answer questions a little differently. It drives me crazy. He has so many opportunities to just crush these guys, and he doesn't know how to do it. Here's one. Trump called Caitlin Collins a nasty person during his CNN town hall. Now, I don't know whether they're saying that as a compliment or whatever. I doubt it. That was from a place called The Big Lead. Let's see. Who else? The Daily Beast. CNN failed America with its train wreck of a Trump town hall. And let me tell you something. In fairness to these people, in all fairness, Donald Trump's style, it does come off like a train wreck at times. It really does. His looks, his mannerisms, when he just completely talks over you, I mean, it does. It appears that way. But let me tell you something. I learned this in 2016. It's effective. And that's why I keep coming back going, no matter what you think, there are a lot of people out there who Trump resonates with because he's not scripted. He's not giving you the Karine Jean-Pierre, where you ask a simple question that's yes or no, and she gives you 45 seconds of who shot John, and you're going, what are you doing? Can you just answer the question? This is one of the things I was having a discussion with a friend of mine the other day. Oh, I know who it was. CEO of a company, a buddy of mine, he flew into town. We had lunch together. And I told him, I said, and it's surprisingly how politically astute he is and how much he's plugged in. And I said to him, aren't you sick of just watching these politicians? You get asked a simple question and they can't answer it. Trump answers it. He answered a question about separation of children at the border. It was a horrible answer. Are you going to separate children? It's a setup question. And Trump's like, look, these separation of children will prevent them from wanting to come here. That's not the answer. The answer is children are separated from their parents in this country every single day, and you don't have a care in the world. Criminals are separated from their children when they commit crimes, and these people are committing crimes, and you don't want them separated from their children. There has to be something that discourages people from coming to America. You can't come to our border and expect to get over here. And if you do, there are going to be many consequences, and none of them are going to be good for you or your children. Now, see, that's a good answer. But Trump, whoever's counseling this guy doesn't know how to tell him how to answer questions, and it drives me crazy. See, I'm answering that question by putting Caitlin Collins on. Caitlin, let me ask you this. When somebody commits a murder and they're separated from their children, do you care? When somebody commits DUI and they get put in jail because, you know, they're drunk driving and they're separated from their children, do you care then? When is it that you should be caring about separation of children from their parents? If you bring your kids, if you do things to separate yourself from your kids, whose fault is it? Is it the fault of America? Is it the fault of the criminal who ends up going to prison and is separated from their kid, or is it my fault? See, that's how you do it. It drives me crazy. If people are going, Kevin, bravo. I know you're out there. Bravo. But it's true. I'm tired of these lame excuses every time we turn around over some stupid policy. And I was talking to one of my friends the other day. I said, Joe Biden in mortgages, you incentivize people not to have good credit to qualify for a house, to work for something that everybody is not going to have. And you incentivize people who are deadbeats to go get something that they're probably not going to keep anyway. It makes no sense whatsoever. And you know what we do? We entertain it. We're like, well, I mean, there's a reason. There is no discussion we can have about this. Zero. In as much as we can have a discussion about, oh, well, it's okay to let people come into the country illegally, and we're making all kinds of concessions for these illegal people that are lined up at the border to bogart their way in while the people who wait on the legal system do it the right way. I'm done with this. You people want to go for that, that's fine, but I'm not. I'm going to fight it all day long.
Jackson Radio Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News Update. The crisis at the border is making history.
We are seeing more displaced people now than we have at any time since World War II.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says migrants applying for asylum are given appointments for hearings, but there are reports that some of those appointments are for as long as 5 years from now. In the meantime, a federal judge in Florida is temporarily banning the Border Patrol from releasing people with those hearing appointments from detention centers. A New York judge has ordered former President Trump to remotely attend a hearing later this month on what he may and may not say about his upcoming criminal trial, and warning Trump he could face contempt charges if he uses evidence in the trial to attack witnesses. And the man seen on video choking another man to death on a New York subway is free on a $100,000 bond. Daniel Penny pleaded not guilty to second-degree manslaughter. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta say that when it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people more.
I'm about to answer you.
If
the dramatics would come down just a little bit.
What's dramatic about asking a question about?
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration, and we have seen the data has shown us that it has gone down by more than 90%. That was what I was speaking to. We're going to go. We're going to move. Go ahead.
I don't want to answer the question. Oh, I was taking one little specific piece of something that accounts for about 50 people, and that's what I was talking about when I was saying that 90% of the immigration problem has been fixed in this country. It's down by 90%. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That, of course, was Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden's probably the worst spokesperson ever. Affirmative action, for sure. And she doesn't want to tell you the truth. I mean, the idea that they even want to plant any kind of seed that immigration is being, you know, we're on top of it. Joe Biden himself called it chaos. And look, I went out on Twitter. I made a quick video that said, if they're trying to tell you that Title 42 is the reason for this, it's complete and utter BS. The reason for this is Democrats. The reason that we have a surge in our border is because every time we get a leftist president, they invite these people in. And the notion is they'll get in, they'll be able to vote, and eventually they'll vote everybody out. It's a long-range strategy. They act like they're going to solve the problem. You want to know when I knew they didn't want to solve the problem? When Trump tripled the number of kids he was willing to put into DACA, and Chuck Schumer still accused him of being anti-immigration, anti-Mexican, all kinds of stuff. And Trump said, I think the number's too small. Let's triple it. And they, no! And they had asked for a certain number, and he goes, I'll do better than that. I'll give you three times. And they went, nope. And I went, they don't. This isn't about solving a problem. This is about flooding us into mercy. That's what they want to do. all for the sake of power. It's pathetic. The Democrats, in case you're missing it, Joe Biden is selling us to the Chinese. The Democratic Party is selling us to whoever the highest bidder is. If it's Mexico, fine. The idea here is they're going to upset the patriarchy. They're going to upset, as black folks say, yeah, we'll let all these brown people in. We know we got to break some eggs to knock that white man off the high horse. That is a quote from a member of the Congressional Black Circus. I heard him say it. That's why they don't care about illegal immigration. Think about it. Black folks should be the ones screaming at the top of their lungs. They get these kids end up in schools in black neighborhoods. They end up in gang violence. All kinds of things happen. Brown against black. Because now you got one class of people competing for the resources that another class is sadly getting the most of. And that's blacks are getting taking advantage of the welfare system and all that. And now these Latinos come in, they flood it, and it builds resentment. And the left knows it. They like it. They condone it. They foment it. And foment it too. Just see if you're paying attention out there. So, if you're anticipating these people doing something about it, you're out of your mind. They're not going to do anything about it. They don't care. They don't care. Moving on, I want to talk about Jay Johnson, member of the Obama administration. I got to tell you, I like this guy. He is very reasoned and rational in his approach to things. And here he is. He's talking about Title 42 and what doesn't sound very much like he's a member of the Obama administration.
And joining us now is Jay Johnson, former Department of Homeland Security Secretary during the Obama administration, also former General Counsel for the Defense Department. Jay, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. Welcome to New York.
Thank you. What can the administration do about this? Title 42 is going to be lifted. They really have no choice because of the court decisions. And they probably would prefer that it not be lifted, but they're going along with it.
So one of the things I learned owning this problem for 3 years when I was secretary is that migration from Central America, from the south of our border, reacts sharply to information about perceived changes in our enforcement policy. The smugglers amplify that. So I'm quite sure that the fact that Title 42 is coming to an end is widely known in Central America, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and elsewhere. I believe that regional processing centers is a great idea. Give people an alternative to coming here illegally. Offer people the opportunity in a controlled way to come here legally, safely, and have their asylum claims adjudicated. They've started off in Colombia and Guatemala. We need a lot more of these. As long as they are amply staffed, resourced, and they really do work. As far as the military, sending our military, it's usually the Guard, to our southern border is not new because of the concept of a posse comitatus. U.S. military cannot participate in domestic law enforcement activities here in this country, so they can only be there in support, as Gabe noted. But they have to have very clear guidance about what it is they're supposed to do. Very often, we send large numbers of Guard, Reserve, active duty down to the southern border, and the question is, well, what are they going to do? So they have to have clear guidance about what they can do to most effectively support the Border Patrol and Customs.
What will Secretary Mayorkas going there tomorrow accomplish?
I think that it's important that the secretary or some other very visible member of government continue to send the message over and over and over again. There's a right way and a wrong way to come here. If you come here the wrong way, we will send you back. In 3 years, I visited Texas, the southern border, probably at least a dozen times. I visited Central America several times to continually send this message. So it's important that he be visible at this moment and continue to send the message about what our authorities are and how we will enforce the law in a fair, humane manner.
But watching those people just scrambling for whatever supplies, scarce supplies that they could get, is heartbreaking.
Yes,
and it shouldn't happen. The wealthiest country in the world should be able to feed, clothe, house, and process migrants to this country. This is a decades-old problem. There are 2 million cases backlog.
Yes.
And why can't we? We can say it's political gridlock, but there is money in the budget available, discretionary money that could be thrown at this. Hire people, process, and...
When you have people coming across our southern border in these numbers, even with the additional resources we have now, it's simply not feasible to keep track of them all. And the backlog in cases just grows and grows and grows. And communities along the southern border are forced to absorb these large numbers. And then it becomes, as you know, a political stunt by the governor of Texas, governor of Florida.
And he's resuming sending people north.
Right, sending people to here in New York, to the bus station, to Massachusetts Avenue, to Martha's Vineyard, to Chicago. Wherever else, and it should be done at a national level in a more organized fashion where a number of states share this burden and take on this population, much like we did with refugee resettlement 7-8 years ago.
Okay, be truthful. Does that sound like an Obama-era guy who was over Homeland Security? Where he's saying, I would say to these countries, look, you come here the wrong way, you're not getting in. We've proven, just so people are clear, we've proven through Trump that if you have a hard line on the border, you can reduce those numbers 90%. Which, by the way, is the reason why Karine Jean-Pierre decided to use that figure. But they haven't. Joe Biden hasn't made a dent. In fact, it's beyond where it was with Obama because of Joe Biden. But here's Jay Johnson, an Obama administration guy, saying, look, we can't keep going this route. It's common sense. I don't even know why we have to say it. It makes the fact that we keep going through this just bothers me. It boggles my mind. How do we continue to let people do the same thing to us over and over and over? That's what I don't like about the conservative movement. And look, I know they're, Kevin, what do we do? What do we do? I'm not going to try to give an answer to every single thing that's out there, but I will say this. Stupidity is stupidity. And you got to call it out, and you got to be vocal and forceful in your vocalizations. I want you screaming, but you need to let people know you're serious about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
hey,
group?
Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Understand, and the crazy thing is, when the president came, you guys cleaned up the streets, so he saw a sanitized El Paso, not the one that you have to deal with every day. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Well, let me explain something. That was a very incorrect statement. When the president came, the numbers had gone down, and you were able to see they were gone down, and
come
I
on,
knew
you
that.
Cleaned
that's
up the streets. Mr. Mayor, you cleaned up the streets
president.
For the president. That was not a candid look of El Paso, and you know that.
No, sir, that's a very incorrect statement. It's a shame that you would put out that type of statement because
well,
I
you know it is. Look at it now. Look at it now compared to what he saw.
Okay, but remember, in December, the numbers went down all the way through to just recently, and the numbers have increased recently. Why have they increased recently? Because Title 242 is getting ready to expire, and they're here on their false pretense.
Right now,
they're
Title 42 really is only turning around 30%. All right, unfortunately, I have to run. You're in a bad situation, and you should call out the administration on it and help your people.
And it's really important that we do give the right narrative in what we do and what we don't do. And we were very thankful that President Biden came and met with the Border Patrol, the people that are providing
He's come once, and his policies did this. He broke the border, destroyed your city, and he wasn't called out for it. And that's on you.
That was Brian Kilmeade of Fox News. And I'll give him credit. That was one of the best interviews because he's calling this guy. He's saying, you're putting window dressing on things. You're trying to make it look like under Biden, it's all improved. And we all know that's a lie. And, you know, look, this is what bugs me about politics. So this mayor wants to look good. He cleans up his city. They did the same thing when it was the 50-year celebration or whatever of the Pettus Bridge. And I can tell you with 100% certainty, they cleaned up the town where I think it's Norman Pettus is his name. They cleaned up the town. Friends of mine were calling me, telling me, Kevin, you'd be shocked at what they're making these people do. You know, finally enforcing ordinances. And they made the motorcade for Obama come through a certain way that they had people picking up trash, and they had ordinances to get your old farm equipment off the road because they didn't want it to look like what it looked like. Because you want to know what it looks like? It looks like an armpit. The town that, so, by the way, this town used to be a town of 19,000 people. No, 30-something thousand people, down to 19,000. It's almost all black now. All the white folks went, oh, y'all want it? Y'all can have it. And they moved out. White flight. And now it's in squalor. And they had to go juice it up to make it look better because baby black Jesus was coming to town. But this mayor of El Paso says, no, we didn't clean anything up for Joe Biden. No, what are you talking about? It's the way El Paso looks. They orchestrate everything. Too ashamed to tell us the truth. Your town sucks, man. And you want to know why it sucks? Because our policy with Mexico, we let them do whatever they want. And they get people over here. They bring their crime. They bring sex trafficking, human trafficking, whatever. Criminals that are doing heinous crimes. I'm not talking about crimes of survival, you know, where you steal a loaf of bread or something. I'm not talking about that. Which, by the way, why would you even steal it? There's plenty of places to go get free food. But they let this stuff happen. And Kilmeade says, Biden is the problem, and here you are coming on this show to thank him? How dare you? Good for him. We need interviews like that. Now, this girl tried to do it with Trump. Oh, well, what about this policy? And Trump's like, what about it? You're going to let people in and separate them from their babies? Yeah, you doggone Skippy I am. Listen to what Jay Johnson said. Stop encouraging them. How about that? How about that be our initial policy? Stop encouraging. Don't tell them they're getting in. Tell them it will take a long time. Put them in the wait in Mexico policy. That'll get Mexico off their butts. Do exactly what Trump did. This problem practically goes away. And I remind you, he almost had it eradicated. And what did the left do? They say, we'll fix it. And they brought it right back to where it was. Why? Because that's what leftism is about. Pretend you're going to fix something and break it. And break it bad. Don't let it ever be able to recover. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. It's pathetic to watch. Here's Ted Cruz. He's calling out SJP's, what I've been calling her, Karine Jean-Pierre. What was her name? Something Jean-Pierre. I think it is KJP. Anyway, here's him calling her out over her lie.
Joining me now, Senator, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz, welcome as always, sir. So I just have this little vignette White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre refused to walk back her bogus claim today. Listen to this. Immigration is down by 90%. Listen to this, please, Senator.
You said yesterday that when it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
It was, I was speaking.
CDC is telling us the number is.
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people more.
I'm about to answer you.
If
the dramatics could come down just a little bit. If the dramatics could come down a little
bit. What's dramatic about asking a question about?
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration, and we have seen the data has shown us that it has gone down by more than 90%. That was what I was speaking
and
to.
No,
we're going to go. We're going to move. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what she's talking about. 90%. I mean, I'm looking, Senator Cruz. Illegals in fiscal 21, 1.7 million. In fiscal 22, 2.8 million. Year to date, 6 months worth, 1.5 million. And Title 42 is running out, so the whole thing's going to double in the next 6 months. And, Senator, I don't understand. 1,500 troops, they do not have the power to arrest or deport. So I'm just saying, with no disrespect, they're like babysitters. They're just processing. I don't understand what this is all about, sir.
Well, Larry, I'm sorry to say Karine Jean-Pierre is the most brazen liar ever to take the podium at the White House press briefing. She lies routinely, and it's not spin. Look, we expect White House press secretaries to spin, to have a take on the facts. Okay, that's part of discourse. But she stands up there and just gives flat-out falsehood. She just said, and you just played it, that under Biden, illegal immigration has dropped 90%. Now, that's not kind of sort of right. It's not a little bit right. It hasn't dropped at all. And in fact, let's just do some simple math. In the year 2020, the last year of the Trump presidency, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. We were achieving incredible success in securing our border. Joe Biden came in, he opened up the border, and within days of his being sworn in, the numbers skyrocketed. We have today, we went from the lowest rate of illegal immigration to the highest rate in history. So it didn't drop at all. It didn't drop 90%. It didn't drop 80, 70, 60, 50, 40. It dropped zero. Instead, it rose massively. And we have seen over 6 million illegal immigrants cross the border under Joe Biden. And the amazing thing is Karine Jean-Pierre says that. She just flat out lies, and she says that all the time. She's also stood at that podium and said, people are not just walking across the border. Look, you're playing next to me. Videos of people swimming across the river, walking across the border. You're playing that right now. And she just flat out lies. Now, two things are amazing. Number one, at the end of the day, that's not as much her fault as it is Joe Biden's. Joe Biden is the president. And when you send out a liar to lie on behalf of the White House at the White House podium, that's Joe Biden lying and being perfectly willing to lie to the American people. But number two, her just the blatancy with which she does this.
Well,
is a complete indictment of the corporate media, because Fox will ask her about it. But where's CNN? Where's ABC? Where's NBC? Where's CBS? Where's MSNBC? They don't care that she is standing there flat out lying to the American people. The fact that she does that is a complete and total indictment of today's corporate media.
It's one thing I don't understand. It's kind of like when I talk about homelessness, there's nothing progressive about having people sleeping in 10-degree weather, sleeping on grates. That's not progressive. There's also nothing progressive about encouraging migrants to risk their lives going across the desert to come into the United States illegally.
That last clip, of course, are the folks at Morning Joe, and here's what I can tell you. It just goes to prove that even every now and then, the left get it. Welcome back. As I said, I hate circular, cyclical arguments over the same nonsense, and that's what we keep doing, and we gotta stop it from happening.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.